Southwest Virginia native Tammy Owens isn't afraid of a challenge. She spent 30 years transforming a conventional farm in Kansas into an organic one. But when her mother became ill, she moved back home to care for her. Then she bought 100 acres of former coal mining land in Dickinson County.
I'm from the Appalachian Mountains. Grew up in a small coal mining town.
So she knew what mining can do to land and water. And she knew that the former owners of her new land went bankrupt and didn't clean it up when they left.
And it's not just my farm that's like this. It's the majority of the land that, even if it is reclaimed under the proper specs of the reclamation, you're still left with land that is shell rock, absolutely no topsoil. The only thing that will thrive on this land is invasive species.
So again, she took on the task of transforming land. She found a logging company that would deliver leftover sawdust. She added compost, planted cover crops to grow native medicinal plants.
Like ginseng, bloodroot, golden seal, those things, high dollar value. And those things grow naturally here, just like corn and soy and wheat, beans and wheat grows naturally in the Midwest.
In its day, Southwest Virginia coal provided a good living for miners, but Owens remembers the bus cycles too. She says now's the time to sow the seeds of a new, lasting economy for the region.
So when I envision transition for Southwest Virginia, I would like to see us, for once, not just catching up, and not being 50 years behind, I want to see us 50 years beyond where we are right now.
She wants to see renewable energy rise where the coal was once mined.
How incredible would it be that here in Southwest Virginia or Central Appalachia, where all of the energy has come from coal, if we were on the cutting edge of bringing in more sustainable energy, like solar.
The house Owens grew up in was very near the Russell River, so near that when the water rose, she says, it would come inside.
So Mom, for 20 years, would be out there with rubber boots and a garden hoe, and she would move the rocks in the river so that it would force the water to flow in a different way.
And every time the water washed those rocks away, her mother got back out there and moved them again.
So I thought, you know, if my mom can move a river with a garden hoe, one rock at a time, I can reclaim this soil as well, or actually shell rock. Because Mom would not be proud of me if she knew, because she raised us. If you see a problem and you want to do something that actually facilitates change in a good way, then do it. Because if you have the expectation if someone else is going to do it, or if a large company is going to come in and do it and actually do what they say they're going to do for you, you know, that's not always true.
In our next report, we'll hear from some people in Wise County who see their former mine land as a real asset for the kind of work they're doing now. I'm Robbie Harris.